This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Lonely Planet just got a little less lonely with Chris Zaia on Joy Drive.
Chris Zaia, good afternoon.
Warren, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm excited about this because the best beaches for the first time.
Tell me, do you love a beach?
I love a beach.
And do you like a white sandy beach?
I like a deserted beach.
Do you?
With no one on it.
No one on it. Are you a lounger on a beach or you are an explorer?
I'm an explorer. I like to walk and see what's on the beach.
You like to wander around. And that's, so this list is designed for you.
Is it?
This list isn't necessarily a list of the best 100 beaches to swim in Australia. Like, is it? We're Lonely Planet, so we're travel, right? Mm. So what we wanted to look at is the best 100 beaches in Australia that you should put on your travel itinerary.
Right.
So they could be good, as you rightly pointed out just before the sting, they could be good for bushwalking, or they could be good for camping, or they could be good for surfing and snorkeling. So we gathered a heap of experts in all of these areas, and even experts in accessibility, etc., brought them all in and helped us to compile this list of 100 beaches. And
so it wasn't just you going to all the beaches.
Was not just me stalking beaches around Australia going, is this one good enough?
Tick.
with my little clipboard and checklist. Oh, this is good for swimming. This is good for bushwalking. No, it was not.
Okay,
that
right.
But you can see that happening.
I can see it.
It was definitely a consultative process with a series of experts. And then we couldn't kind of rank them like 1 to 100. We found that just too hard. So what we ended up doing is we've just popped them into state and territories. So you can kind of go into the list going, if I'm going to go to Western Australia, here are some things that I might want to put on my Western Australian itinerary.
Fantastic. So when you say a beach had to be travel worthy, what does that mean? What pushed a beach onto the list?
So exactly that, like in terms of whether it was good for snorkeling, if it was good for camping, right. If it had amazing like bush around it, so you could go bushwalking but then see incredible views. So it had to kind of have like an edge to it. And three of the ones that that I'll mention straight away, I actually think really kind of epitomise this. The first one is one of my personal favourites. It's Stokes Bay over in Kangaroo Island in South Australia. Now, Stokes Bay is on the northern part of the island. Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a drive to get there. And then the adventure is actually getting to the beach.
Oh, really?
You arrive at the car park, you kind of go, yeah, I've got my little togs on. I'm feeling good. I'm loving myself. I've got main character energy. Then you're confronted with the cave where you have to walk through the cave to get to the beach.
What? It sounds like confronting.
So there's like ducking and weaving and kind of like it's a very cool experience just to kind of traverse these kind of this cave system to get out onto the beach. And then you're kind of exploded onto the beach, which is this beautiful half moon sheltered cove, which also has a little rock pool area for swimming, which is again really, really sheltered. There are kangaroos, because it is Kangaroo Island, there are kangaroos kind of roaming in the bushland off to the side. It's beautiful. But therefore, that's part of the experience. It's all that joy of kind of getting there and experiencing that kind of component.
So you're there, you're on your own, and you're rustling the bushes. It's a kangaroo.
It's a roo.
No need to scream.
It's not some dodgy individual trying to invite you for a good time in the bushes. The other one that I absolutely love, and this is going all over the place today. Warren's like, I didn't expect you to go there. So the other one that I love, and we've talked about Maria Island in Tasmania before, right? So
yes,
I love Maria Island. So Maria Island is a national park that you can only get to via ferry off of southern Tasmania. And it's one place in all of Australia that I have seen a wombat roaming on the beach.
Oh, really?
It is such an Australian moment and quite cool. So when you arrive on the island, there's a little beach called Hopground Beach, And Moriah Island is full of the Flinders Island wombat. So it's a particular breed.
Are they different?
It's a particular breed of wombat. They're quite, they've got quite dense fur, and they're lawnmowers. The island loves them because they just keep the grass down. And so all
that's
they do is
cute.
They just eat. And they're so used to humans now that they're just kind of like, yep, you're fine. So they're waddling along the beach, just going, having a good time.
There's Chris Zaya. Hi, Chris.
Loving myself. Hey, am I on your checklist? Thanks. So it is Moriah Island, Hopground Beach, absolutely extraordinary. So here are the reasons why we're putting these beaches on the list, because they've got just something unique and special to them. These aren't just great places to swim. They're great places to experience.
Do you think we'll see a spike in visitors?
I hope so. I think these places are places that we really enjoy and we want to put them out there. There's lots of in here that I'm sure people will never have heard of before. One of the other ones that I love is actually, it's on another island. It's on Lord Howe Island off of the New South Wales coast. It's called Ned's Beach. And this is one of the best places to go wildlife watching. You can literally wade out to your ankles, just ankle deep. Mm-hmm. You will be surrounded with the most colourful, glorious fish. And the local community sells fish food in the little dinky tin shed next to the beach. You pop in a little, it's like a little, what do you call it, the voluntary box where you pop your money.
A donation.
Honesty box. So it's an honesty box. You pop your money in, go down, and you literally are surrounded by these yellows and blues and greens, and you're just feeding them. They hand feed them from your hand. It is one of the craziest experiences, and I'm like, what is going on?
Do they nibble
on
at your feet? You know those fish that eat your feet?
No, they don't actually eat, but they will take the food from your hand, and it's just like, this is crazy. And it is, you just, because the water's so crystal blue as well, you're just seeing all of this extraordinary pinks, yellows, reds, like it's just amazing.
Oh, beautiful.
It was really cool.
And they look even brighter under the water.
They do, because they've got that reflection thing that goes on between the water and the sand and the sun and all that sort of stuff.
Fantastic.
It's just fabulous.
What other wildlife beaches have you got on the list?
I'm going to go back to Kangaroo Island, because I think Kangaroo Island really is just extraordinary for not only beaches, but for wildlife. And Seal Bay on Kangaroo Island is everybody. Every Australian should go there once in their lifetime. So Seal Bay is it's an Australian seal line colony where you can get fairly much up close and personal with the seals and their pups as well. The Australian sea lion is endangered, and this is one of the few places in Australia where you can get this close and actually watch them in their natural habitat. It's a short drive from places like Penashaw or Kingscote on Kangaroo Island, and it is so worth doing. It is... You literally just stand there for hours, just kind of gobsmacked at the way they interact with one another and how the socialization on the beach. And it, again, it's in our country. It's just off the coast of South
Australia. This is what I call a beach experience.
It's crazy, crazy, crazy good. So I love that. The other one that I'd highly recommend is over on in Western Australia, on Rottnest Island. There's a cool little beach called the Basin.
Oh, yes, I've been there.
It's really cool, right? Because it's got that kind of like that infrastructure where it's like sheltered. And then on your way, you'll see a quokka.
I know. They're so big. Don't touch them, though.
No, they're a little fish, but but they are, you know, everyone wants a little selfie with a quokka, and they are very cute, and they're everywhere on the island. And that's another good one in terms of, I mean, it's a 10-minute walk from the main town to the basin, and it's kind of like got quokkas everywhere, and then I'm going for a swim. And again, very experiential, which we love.
Beautiful beaches there. I hired a bike on Rottnest and rode to the very end. It's a bigger island than I thought it was.
Here are really good examples of where we're experiencing these places in different ways. Mm. And it's a really low-fi way of doing it where we're not damaging the environment. Same on Moriah Island over in Tasmania. You hire bikes and do the biking of that particular island and can go from beach to beach there as well. So I love that as a travel experience.
We're talking with Chris Zaya from Lonely Planet about Australia's top 100 best beaches and where we should be planning our next coastal escape. Let's talk about bushwalking beaches, because I don't mind a bit of a bushwalk.
Don't you?
Yes. Don't go there, Chris Zaya.
I absolutely, no, I'm not going there. I absolutely love Tasmania. I've been on the show many times. Oh, it's just spooking how beautiful Tasmania
gorgeous.
Is.
Gorgeous.
One of the most photographed beaches in the entire world is in Tasmania, and it's Wineglass Bay. So Wineglass Bay is in Fraser National Park in eastern Tasmania. It's down towards the southeast there. It is beautiful. It is absolutely stunning, and it's worthy of having its most photographed beach, Monocle. But the reason that it is most photographed is you have to climb up Mount Amos. Yes. And it is it's a quad workout to get up Mount Amos.
You got your togs on, like, ready to go.
Yeah, you do. But then it's like, oh, I've got an hour and a half, like, ascent ahead of me. So, and up you go. And then when you do get to that lookout, which where you actually can see down onto the beach, you immediately get the kind of curved part of the beach, wired to wine glass, because you can see the shape. And then you get, it's actually quite fast to kind of descend down the other side, and then immediately kind of rip your clothes off and throw yourself in the water because you're really hot. But it is just a beautiful beach. And there's lots of additional walks in and around that area too. So you can go across the neck to a different beach and loop all your way around. Oh. And that's about a 6-hour walk. So lots of actual bushwalking in and around to see
but these a reward beaches. At the end of each walk.
Love all of that. You know, that's part of it as well.
I love Tassie as well. Does the earning the view, do you reckon that changes how you view the beach when you get there?
Oh, I think so. I think anything that you can, any beach that has a decent lookout, so you can kind of look down onto
where you're
the
going.
Beach. Yeah, and kind of like get the perspective of everything. I think that's really important. I think that also, you know, one of the lessons I learned early on when I started this career was we did a helicopter ride over Ayers Rock or Uluru, and getting that perspective of everything from above is just so important. So anything, any beach that can give you a lookout, it's a good one in my books.
Looking across the country, is one state dominating, do you think, or surprisingly even?
I'm surprised by how many West Australian beaches that we put into the list, to be really honest.
They're beautiful beaches.
In the south of Western Australia, so kind of the Great Southern, which is, you know, protects in places like Denmark and Albany, but right around to places like Dunsborough and Busselton. I'm really very, very proud. Oh, not proud. I'm very excited to be showing these kind of beaches to particularly eastern staters who are kind of like expecting places like Jervis Bay to be, you know, to be in there. You know, Hyams Beach in Jervis Bay is often lauded as one of the most beautiful, or even Squeaky Beach down in Victoria. I love the fact that we're showing these other beaches, these other extraordinary beaches in other places in Australia.
What about St Kilda?
Kilda might not have made the list.
No, the dog beach didn't make it.
No, and interestingly, one of the things that has come out of some feedback on this is where's your dog friendly beach? Oh,
that'll be the next one.
Do this entirely different list.
If you could choose only one beach from the entire 100, this is a big ask.
Oh my gosh.
Are you sending us? Where do you think you'll send us?
I think the most extraordinary beach in Australia, because it's remote. And it's incredibly well kept. It's a place that you can do in great bushwalking, but it's a place that you can also see from the sky is Whitehaven Beach up in Queensland. I think Whitehaven Beach is one of our most photogenic and most glorious beaches in all of Australia.
Are you a beach man? Do you like?
I like exploring beaches. I'm not a. I'll throw my towel on the beach and roast myself silly. That's not me.
No.
But I like I've done the black sand beaches in Iceland. I seek out those experiences. For
fantastic,
sure.
Chris Zaya. Always good to see you. Thank you so much for joining us today,
darling. And we'll
what's
see
the
you
guide called?
It's called Best Beaches Australia. And if you see some bushes rustling, that's in the
Chris
beach
Zaya will be
you.
In there.
No, Warren Andrew will be in there.
Chris Sy from Lonely Planet.
Thank you so
good
much.
To see you. Good catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.